Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twin, and I've got Simon SM Twin here.
Hello.
Hello, it's the 13th of September, and we've got to report on some more good customer service.
It's 2014. The year is 2014.
Yes. Yeah, maybe I should start with yesterday, it was Argos, and I was actually quite surprised. I didn't think I'd hear anything back. I'd been to one of their shops, and they have this, it's a little bit annoying, is when you're getting toys, they come in an assortment of toys, and you kind of, you have to buy them before you get to have a look which one you want. And then if they haven't got all of them, which they mostly don't, then you can only get your money back.
Is it a bit like when you used to buy these cards in the shop and the newsagents when you were a kid, and you'd open the packet and see whether you got the right football players or whatever,
and then you'd
have to do swapsies at school and stuff to actually get all the right ones you wanted.
Exactly.
You're buying, was it a pig and a poke? You're buying something that you don't know what it's going to be, and that's what you get with a number of
these. Or like the Kinder eggs, when I used to shake them in the shop to find out whether it's something to build or whether it's a collectible in there.
Hmm.
I was usually right. I could tell, but you still don't know what the collector was.
At least you could shake it. But on the Argos, and particularly if you buy it off the website or you reserve it off the app,
it's no shaking.
Then you just get, it could be any of these five dolls, and you've got no idea what you're going to get.
Six
in this case.
Six, yeah. Exactly. So it was one of those, and I went to the shop, and they only had two to choose from.
So you'd reserved one.
I'd reserved one, paid for
it. In that shop, and the shop, and the other.
And another Argos, yes. And then the two, the three dolls they brought out were the ones I wanted. So.
So they brought out three dolls, or did they bring out one?
They brought out. Well, I said to them, I want this one, and. They said they bought all of them and said, right, which one do you want?
Mm.
And I said, no, that's not here, that's not here, that's not here.
I don't recognise this tin opener. How long have we had this tin opener? It's quite funky.
I think since you were on nights last year.
A year ago.
And you weren't here to open difficult tins.
Wow, that's
pretty cool. It works really well as well.
Well, now we know what's going to be the cover art for this boo.
Okay. Anyway, at this rate I'm gonna have to do another boo.
Sorry,
that's the wine thing now. Wine opening thing. Whatever it's called.
Foil cutter.
Thank you. Then I had a look at the box though, and what made me suspicious though was that the doll I wanted wasn't actually pictured amongst the six dolls that it said you could collect in this set.
The same six pictures that were on the app or whatever it was.
Yeah, so they were different. So I thought, I wonder whether they just don't do that particular set anymore. They've replaced it with a new film coming out. This is Tinkerbell, for those who know. There was a new film out, so maybe they have new characters now. And nobody on the Argos website noticed that that's actually different dolls. So they're just using the old picture from before. Because they've just got a new set of dolls in. But, you know, those two things don't go together. Because basically they still have those Tinkerbell dolls. Anyway, but the lady very kindly offered to phone up the other Argos in town where I've reserved... another doll to ask them which ones they had, and it turned out they didn't have it either. So she already saved me some parking money and an extra trip into town. So that was good. And then it got even better, because then when I got home, I decided to email them and ask. He's doing this on purpose. That's my glass of red, in case you're interested. And I emailed them and I said, you know, what about this doll? It's not in the set, and Simon's having one too. And I thought, you know, they take this away and maybe they'll investigate it if I'm lucky and I'll never hear anything else about it. A couple of hours later, I got a call back from a young man somewhere up in the north who asked me all about it, and then he then asked where exactly we were and which Argoses were close to us, and then he phoned up all those towns and asked them whether they had the doll.
Did he phone them up, or did he just...
Well, that's what he said. He phoned me. No, because you have to phone them, because even he couldn't find out which ones they have. Mm. So he did have to phone them, apart from the ones that were already closed, because it was after 6 o'clock by then. And then he rang back half an hour later and said, you know, gave me the results, and then agreed with me that there must have been a new set come out after the latest film. So we couldn't get that doll anymore, but... and I thought, well, that's really good. I never expected them to, you know, take that so seriously and get on the case straight away and everything.
Meanwhile, across a different part of the same county, I was in a different Argos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd reserved one, mm-hmm. the same doll, and they brought it out and it was the wrong one. And I went back and took it to the kiosk and said, sorry, this isn't the doll I need. Can I get a refund, please? Mm-hmm. They went back and saw the different designs, and yes, that they didn't have the one that Amelia had requested. So I got my refund from a very helpful lady, mm-hmm. called Edna. She was very, very helpful indeed.
Did she have funny glasses?
No.
Okay.
But she was very nice about the whole refund thing, and mm-hmm. and very understanding. That was all lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the experience I had yesterday.
Oh, very good.
So very good customer service in August there as well.
So that surprised me. That was good. And also yesterday, I noticed that our funky toaster that we liked so much had given up the ghost. So I noticed a couple of months ago that one of the little LEDs no longer worked. But, you know, I thought, well, annoying. But, you know, what can you do? But it still toasts. So who cares? It actually didn't do the toasting anymore. I mean, it still got hot if you pushed the lever down and held it there, but it wouldn't stay in position. So I could see it was getting hot inside, but it just didn't stay down. And no LEDs were coming on. So there was obviously, you know, something wrong. But that's, you know, that's what you get if you buy an expensive digital toaster. That was that. And then we packed it all together today and took it back to the shop, to John Lewis, and again, they were really good about it.
They were really, really good about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
no
so...
No quibbles at all.
No, no.
Oh, it was 11 months ago, was it? Okay, yeah. Well, it's well within the warranty, so...
Yeah.
Well, no, sorry, that's almost not... Yeah. Almost no longer in the warranty, but they were so...
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, it was just apologised, oh, it doesn't work anymore, oh... Yeah, the man couldn't quite believe how much it cost, and they failed already. Yeah. And then they said, "Oh, did you want to have another toast of these?" But I'd looked online and I saw that some people had left reviews, and they all had exactly the same problems on their second and third toaster again. So I said, "If it's all right with you, can I have a different model?" And I'd already looked which ones had good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So and they said, yeah, that's fine. And they took the old one off us and said, which one do you want? And just did an exchange, gave us a gift card for the balance.
Because the new one's less than half the price of the old one. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've gone back to mechanical one now. No fancy LEDs, but hopefully it'll last a bit longer. This one's got a two-year warranty anyway.
LEDs on it.
Yeah, but not as funky as the last one, because the last one was sort of counting down the timing LEDs. That was really cool. I like that. I think that was probably half of why I bought it.
This one's got mechanical
the whole
dials.
Counting down, you know, I probably have to get used to... Mind you, I don't think I ever looked. I just waited for the toast. I don't really watch the toast, do I? I just get on with whatever else I'm doing, and it'll go pop at some point.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was cool. So... Nice to have.
Meanwhile,
so, yeah,
across town,
good. Again,
Amelia and I went off to Argos, and Amelia changed her mind about which doll she wanted, and they had the right one for us. So Amelia was very happy as well, and mm-hmm. I got to see the lovely Edna again,
without glasses again.
Still without glasses, okay. As far as I'm aware. I didn't really notice, but she remembered, and she was very pleased to meet Amelia as well. So she was very lovely about it. So
that
was nice.
Sounds good.
Or at least, if she didn't remember, she did a good enough impression of. Someone remembered, oh, nice to see you again, all that sort of
nice.
Thing. Anyway, talking of people with glasses.
Yes.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Toodaloo.